Well, there has been so-called controversy over comments from the DUP MLA, Jim Wells. He's come in for criticism after whispering to fellow MLA Ross Hussey at the start of a Stormont committee meeting, or was certainly in a low voice, "I can't cope with women between 8 and 80. These comments have been seen as so bad that the Alliance MLA, Stuart Dixon, is asking for an urgent investigation. Really, Stuart? Now, Stuart didn't have time to come on the programme this morning, but Mr. Dixon is so busy as an MLA that he is asking the Commissioner, no less, to investigate urgently whether the Assembly has been brought into disrepute. So rather than Mr. Dixon spending slightly more time on, I don't know, the potholes in the road, the health service under pressure, Mr. Dixon thinks that an urgent investigation is needed after this was said.
I'm angry with women under 8. I'm dreadful of the ones in between. I can't cope with women between 80 and 80. 80.
I can't cope with women between 8 and 80. It goes further, because not only is the Alliance MLA, Stuart Dixon, so angered by this that he's calling for an urgent investigation, but Sinn Féin. No need for sexism in society is the press release that they have released. The Sinn Féin MLA, Megan Fearon, has said there can be no room for sexist attitudes or language in our society. She says the use of offensive and derogatory language in relation to women is not acceptable and should be condemned. Megan Fearon said the sexist and abusive remarks apparently, because she doesn't actually know, therefore she's using the word apparently, made by Jim Wells at an Assembly committee meeting last week are nothing short of contemptible. Nothing short of contemptible, says the very busy Sinn Féin MLA, Megan Fearon, referring to a politician saying, "I can't cope with women between 8 and 80. Stuart Dixon is not coming on the programme today. We are asking Sinn Féin if they want to put Megan Fearon up on the programme today to explain why she thinks this is such an important matter. And we're going to ask you today, 03030 80 55 55, is this really, really worth the time that is being spent now? And does Jim Wells really need an investigation into saying, "I can't cope with women between 8 and 80? The commentator Alex Kane with us this morning. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction?
You know, when you listen to it, first of all, you can barely hear the tape. It's also worth bearing in mind it's been sitting on the... It's been up there on the Assembly website for the guts of a week now. It seems to have been stumbled on accidentally, almost as if someone was looking for something to chase Jim. I'm not sure when you listen to it. It is difficult to hear, and I've seen a transcript. You know, it's one of those strange things, Stephen. It's one guy turning to another guy, making a comment to someone who looks like his leader, just saying, "Oh, I can't cope with women, you know, blood." It's a throwaway joke. It's not a particularly funny joke, if you're asking me. Is it rampant sexism? Is it abusive? Is it unpleasant? No, it's nowhere near the scale of the stuff he was saying, you know, a few months ago, last year, particularly during the hustings and so on. And I think, to be honest, you know, saying that there'd be some sort of inquiry strikes me. It's unnecessary, I think, at this point. Because
Callers already here, Alex, saying this morning, is it any wonder the country is in the state it is in when we have politicians spending time complaining about this?
Well, I'm with them on this one, because I think the two things to bear in mind here, Stephen. It's like we saw the Minister, Mark Durkin, get caught last week with his comments, you know, when he sat down and going, that was just pure waffle. Yeah, and I think sometimes MLAs, MPs as well, they forget everything is live. It's somebody's got a camera in front of you, a recording device or a microphone. It was a throwaway comment. We don't know the beginning. We don't know what happened afterwards. We can see Ross smiling. It doesn't strike me. I didn't hear that and go.
And Ross Hussey himself has said that he felt there was nothing wrong of the comments. Just to read some of the comments out, some more of them out. What happened was Jim Wells apparently catches sight of a woman dressed in a beige jacket carrying documents and turns to Mr. Hussey and says, "She reminds me of Arlene Foster. She scared the wits out of me, the resemblance there." And he then suggests that she wouldn't take prisoners. And Mr. Wells then says, I'm brilliant with women under the age of 8, great with those over the age of 80. It's the ones in between I can't cope with, between 8 to 80. And both Sinn Féin and the Alliance Party think that it is worth their MLA's time to be calling, certainly the Alliance Party, calling for an urgent investigation. Sinn Féin issuing through Megan Fearon words against boys' club politics is out of date and should be a thing of the past. I wonder, do Sinn Féin's electorate expect them actually to spend more time on things that actually matter?
I would have thought they would, Steve. And to be honest, over my life, I mean, there have been occasions when I've looked at people, and sometimes it's been in political stuff, and other occasions it's been other things. I've looked at someone and just turned around and said, doesn't he remind you of so-and-so? Doesn't she remind you? And then, that's a throwaway line, somebody saying about their new party leader. And I can, to some extent, you can understand that the guy's waiting to get confirmation of whether or not he's going to be the DUP-selected MLA for South Down. He was expecting to hear 2 weeks ago. He's still waiting. I think I've told you this before, Stephen. I've known Jim Wells for 40 years. We met at Queen's University about 76, 77. On a personal level, I like Jim. People will know I'm no DUP supporter. I don't support his views on gay marriage, abortion, or anything like that. Just on a one-to-one level, I've always liked him. He's under enormous stress. That is no excuse. I didn't hear anything yesterday that I haven't heard in the rough and tumble of politics in tea rooms, two men, two women. I have heard one female MLA make a comment, a grossly offensive comment, on how a particular, in fact, a unionist MLA, I won't name the party, looks. I didn't take it as a sexist outburst. I just took it as a not very funny joke. And I think that's what Jim's yesterday. It's not funny. It's just a passing throwaway remark. And there must be something more important for the Assembly to do, Stephen, than for two parties to work themselves over. It's election season as well. There's some people are just having to go at Wells because he seems an easy target at the minute. But I'm sorry, what I've read, the transcript I've seen and what I've heard, I didn't go, my goodness me. And you know me, if I thought it was offensive, I would have no difficulty saying that's offensive. I couldn't get myself worked up.
Well, the commentator Patricia McBride could. You weren't happy on Twitter last night, Patricia. What's the problem here?
Well, first of all, Stephen, I want to welcome the fact that you're covering this story today, because this story was out there for about 24 hours and the media was sitting on it. Nobody was commenting. Nobody was following this up, and that was the problem. Having said that, however, you've been driving the direction of this story since the start of the show. You have been saying that the Assembly should be focusing on things that actually matter. You should be saying that people shouldn't be getting worked up about it.
And some people think this does matter. So some people. Well, and just to be clear, Patricia, I'm not saying it does or doesn't matter. It's for others.
Well, you actually used, the Assembly should focus on things that
matter. And does this matter? That's the question. Does this matter?
Well, I think it does, because I think there's two aspects to it. The first is around Jim Wells as an individual, and it would have been good if you had asked Jim to come on the show and explain his remarks himself. That would have been a really positive thing to do. And I'm not sure if you did ask him or if he refused to come on, but I would have liked to hear him. But the other thing is to look at this in the context of where it's coming from. This is something, Jim is a decent person, most likely, and he represents a large section of a Protestant and Unionist thinking that thinks that women should still be, servile and they're...
That's not... No, that's absolutely not... That actually absolutely cannot be attributed to Jim Wells or anyone like him. Let's stick to what has actually been said here, where he has said he can't cope with women between 8 and 80.
Yes,
now, Patricia, is that not a throwaway remark?
Indicative, it's just how slow the journey to equality, the true journey to equality, has been within unionism. I mean, if you think back to the forum, if you think back to the time around the Good Friday negotiations, it was unionists who were taunting the Women's Coalition that they should be at home making the tea, they should be at home doing the ironing. And
that's not anywhere close to what Jim Wells has said here.
That.
Yes, but not Jim Wells.
Well,
so you've
what
got,
he
you've...
has said is that he cannot cope with women.
Between 8 and 80.
I'm brilliant with women under 8 and over 80, but I'm dreadful with the ones in between. I can't cope with women.
A self-deprecating mark about himself.
I don't think it is self-deprecating.
A joke.
I don't think it's funny. I mean, if you look at it in the context of the entire exchange, this starts when a woman walks into the public gallery who he says resembles his party leader, Arlene Foster, and that she scared the wits out of him. Well, if I was a DUP female minister, Arlene Foster or Emma Pengelly, and I thought, or Michelle McElveen, and I thought that one of my party colleagues felt that I scared the whip out of them, and that's a concern. That's not someone who's comfortable around women.
But there's nothing there's nothing sexist about that.
I think there is.
Could you not imagine, do you not think any...
Well, let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
If one Christian said to another Christian, I can't cope with Muslims, would that be acceptable? It wouldn't. Of course it wouldn't. So if one man says to another, I can't cope with women, then why is that acceptable? I don't understand
Do you not think equally some people in the DUP might have feared Peter Robinson?
You fear someone because of their leadership or because of their potential threat.
Yes.
You don't fear them because of their gender.
He didn't say he feared this woman because of her gender. I'm trying to be fair to all sides here. And what Jim Wells actually said was that lady resembled Arlene Foster.
She reminds me of Arlene Foster.
And that's why he feared her.
So do you not think,
what a shock. Do you not think some people in the DUP might have been frightened of Peter Robinson? Do you not think some people in the Ulster Unionist Party might be frightened of Mike Nesbitt? What's sexist about it? That's what I'm asking.
Because he went on to make the remark, about women. It was obvious that this was a continuing conversation. Taking one remark in isolation and saying that it's not sexist, in the context of that entire exchange, it's being disingenuous. But the issue here is how we address this. It's not how we go back and fix it, because Jim Wells can't unsay it. The issue is how to address this. How do you address that attitude? How do you address that attitude that thinks that women, an attitude where someone says, I can't cope with women between the ages of 8 and 80. There's a concern there. That's not something that an elected representative who's representing people in that age bracket should be thinking. It's not a throwaway remark. People don't, you don't make a throwaway remark like that. And the question I have to ask
you really think he meant it today?
Why is he not on your programme defending himself? I would love to hear what Jim has to say.
Well, we will offer Jim Wells an opportunity to come on the radio right now. Ross Hussey is the man Jim Wells was speaking to. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning. How are you?
What do you make of this?
I think this is a mountain out of a molehill. It was an off-the-cuff remark. It was a jocular remark. It wasn't meant to cause offence to anybody. I really do think this has been blown out of all proportion.
Well, you've heard Patricia McBride explain how serious she takes it. The Sinn Féin MLA, Megan Fearon, will not come on the programme to explain herself as to why she's now taking the time out of her very busy schedule to condemn these remarks. Stuart Dixon, the Alliance MLA, he won't come on, Ross, to explain why he's asking for an urgent inquiry into a man saying he can't cope with women between 8 and 80 to you.
Well, when I arrived and got the message from the Nolan Show, you were looking to speak to me, I decided to come on air. I mean, I was about to ring them as they rang me. I don't know what Stuart's doing with us. I don't know where he's coming from. It was a simple off-the-cuff remark. It was between myself and Jim Wells. Jim Wells was not offensive to anybody, and he was having a go at himself. He couldn't cope with women over the age of 8 and under the age of 80. It was a jocular remark, and anybody that knows Jim Wells knows that Jim Wells can deal with anybody regardless of their sex. He wasn't being sexist. It was a joke remark against himself. And as I say, the circumstances are clearly seen there. I wasn't shocked by what he said, and I don't think if a woman had been sitting there, she'd have been shocked by what he said. It was done in all innocence, and it was just an ordinary conversation. And I do think this has really been blown out of all proportion.
Well, Sinn Féin spokesperson has been in touch with the show to say it will come as no surprise that the Nolan Show is treating the very serious issue of sexism in such a flippant manner. That's a really interesting, if not defamatory, statement from Sinn Féin to the Nolan Show this morning. Very interesting words from Sinn Féin.
If for 1 minute I thought it was sexist, if for 1 minute I thought there was a deliberate attempt by Jim Wells to be sexist, I'd have condemned it. It was not. It was a humorous remark.
I'm not saying that
it was a humorous remark between Jim Wells and myself. I was there. I heard it, and I laughed, and I smiled, or whatever. It was not intended to be offensive to anybody. full stop, it was being blown out of all proportion here. If someone else stood up and said in the assembly that women between the ages of 8 and 80, he couldn't cope with them, they were this, that and the other, you can then say it's sexist. In this instance, it was a self-deprecating remark where he was having a go at himself. Now, I find nothing wrong with that, and I do believe that this has been blown out of all proportion. There really is no time for it.
Go on, Patricia.
Unfortunately, I've no more time left because I have to go.
Thanks, Ross. Good morning to you.
I don't think it is self-deprecating, I have to be honest. I believe that a remark made in that way is something that Jim Wells truly feels. And and that was the point that I was trying to
make. But the man he said it to said it was clearly a joke.
Well, the question then is, why is Jim Wells not on your show explaining himself? I've asked you that 3 times and I still haven't heard the answer as to why Jim Wells hasn't come on to explain his remarks. But what concerns me more is that he actually thinks that he thinks that there's a reason why, you know, women between the ages of 8 and 80 are women.
Is it not possible he was joking, as Ross Hussey said?
I don't think so. Not in the context of the conversation leading up to that single remark. It's not just about the single remark.
Okay.
It's about the attitude throughout it.
Let's see if we think at home about this. Jim and Derry. Morning, Jim.
Stephen.
Go ahead, Jim.
I'm just saying that after you read out what was actually said, it seems to me that Jim Wells was actually complimenting the woman, because he said the lady was like Arlene Foster, who's very competent, and he can't handle competent woman. And I thought it was a complimentary remark towards woman after listening to what you said, what you read out. I mean, I think these, especially Alliance, need to wise up, and Patricia there needs to actually look at the context it was said. And it was a fairly innocent remark, but it was a compliment towards woman. It wasn't...
I'm sorry, but I don't think when he makes a remark about a woman in the public gallery that says she doesn't take prisoners, that's complimentary. That implies that somebody is hard or nasty or should be
feared. She's a tough adversary.
I don't think that's a compliment.
She's a tough adversary. She's equal to him and maybe better than him and his view. She's tough. He's giving her a compliment.
You and I both know that that's not how most people will interpret it. Everyday sexism like that.
Hold on a minute. He said that the woman is like Arlene Foster. He frightens her because she's competent. She's
good at
her
word
job.
She's competent.
Is that something bad to say that somebody is good at the job? You need to get a grip, you.
Here's June in Banbridge. Morning, June.
Good morning.
Go ahead, June.
I can't believe this woman's on. Like, I mean, did she ever have a teenage daughter? Their hormones are up the lead. My goodness, it's only a word. We're scared now to say anything. You can't say nothing. People want to take offence because they want to take offence.
And this is the...
I never said anything. Yeah. He didn't offend me.
I do have a teenage daughter, and I teach her not to put up with everyday sexism like this.
Look, we didn't tell you something. You're sitting there, and you've obviously nothing better to do, because there's no effect on what the man said. My goodness. I mean, at the end of the day, what did he say that offended you so much?
I've explained that I don't think it's...
I get it. Well, you're explaining that you're not explaining it very well. You've nothing better to do this morning, I'm sorry.
Well,
you've nothing better to do this morning. Come on and grab and grab.
June, what's at the heart
of... Well, maybe I should be doing the ironing. Would that be better?
Aye, but probably, you know what I mean? I like doing my ironing too. And if anybody said to me about ironing, yeah, I love doing it, so what? What about it? I'm not going to go out and take offence of everything everybody says, because that's what's wrong with the world today. Too many people want to take offence for no reason.
June in Banbridge, stay there 1 second, because what is at the heart of this story and the reason we're covering it? There are two different sides. One is that should people, and especially politicians, elected representatives, should they be very, very careful about what they say, and are these comments beyond what is acceptable? On the other side of it, June, is the world so politically correct these days that, you know, Ross Hussey has said that Jim was clearly joking when he said he couldn't cope with women between 8 and 80. Does that merit an urgent investigation?
Indeed it does not. Look, let's all get back to where we used to be. We could joke, laugh, say what we want. You're terrified of saying anything. You know what I mean? You lose friends over saying things or having an opinion. I don't believe in same-sex marriage. I've lost more friends over that. But I love these people. I just don't believe in same-sex marriage. But if they want to do it, that's up to them. But don't ask me. They'll agree with something. But I don't agree with.
So what do you...
I love the people. So, I'm a nephew, he isn't speaking to me. But I mean, I love him. Get a life, get over it. I can't agree with everything everybody says.
So what does it mean to you, June, when you hear, I can't cope with women between 8 and 80? How do you interpret that?
I agree with them because we had a daddy of daughters, my own granddaughters, and the hormones go up my left. And I can't, at times, with our hormones up, especially from the teenagers. I mean, and I mean, I'm a girl too, and I'm sure my mother would say the same. Get a life, get on with it. There's nothing wrong with what he said. It's sad that people have nothing better to do, only sit there, and for they want to hear in their own voices. That to me is what it is. Total waste of time.
Mary in Belfast. Morning, Mary.
Hello, good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Mary.
Good morning. Well, my question would be, how on earth is Jim Wells taking up a responsible and mature position in a political body if he feels like that about women? How can he represent approximately half of the population? And how can he have a mature engagement with the women already in politics?
Well, is he not joking at his own expense, Mary?
But it's what...
Do you really think he can't cope with women between 8 and 80? Like, do you
really think
that?
I think he speaks of a kind of patriarchal attitude. I recognise it culturally. I deeply disapprove of it. If it was in a sort of a personal private realm, you could joke back and that's fine. But it's not appropriate in that kind of body at that level. So I would absolutely approve of the fact of there being an investigation, even if it is purely to bring a proper scrutiny to this kind of thing. Because how can that man be trusted to have a mature engagement with the women already there in politics, as well as the expectation, as he is a practice of what he should be doing, is encouraging more women, young women, women of all ages, in and representing them fully. If this is his attitude, it speaks for a sort of old colonial chortle that is not appropriate anymore.
Do you think if a man said he couldn't cope with men between 8 and 80, it would get a similar uproar?
Well, would you like to remind me when that might have ever been said?
But if it was said?
But it's not going to be said because it's not redolent of an attitude that exists, whereas this is a kind of intolerance towards women. Women are meant to be some degree of subdued and submissive, and when we step out of that role, men think you have a...
Jim Wells never said anything like that, not even close.
No, what Jim has said implies
exactly that.
Sorry for cutting across you,
no,
Mary.
No, go ahead, Tricia, please do. Yes.
What Jim has said is, first of all, he's commented about a woman in the public gallery, which I don't think is appropriate. I don't think that there's room for boys' club chatter in an elected legislature anywhere. If this had happened in London or Dublin, it certainly would have been given a lot more airtime. And more importantly, the politician at the heart of the incident would have been called to account in the media and would be on your show defending themselves. Meanwhile, you're calling on me and you're calling on Megan Fearon to defend our attitudes and our resistance to sexism. And I don't think that that's fair. I think Jim Wells should come and speak for himself. But more importantly, what I want to go back to is, I mean, like, as I said before, Jim Wells is probably a decent person. I mean, certainly I know when he visited my home, he was a very friendly and open and nice person, and you know, if he wants to come back and visit again and have another conversation, maybe that's the way to approach this. Maybe we can tackle this attitude, and maybe we can help Jim to be less uncomfortable with women between the ages of 8 and 80.
So, from what we've been hearing on the radio this morning, there are very much some people who feel that this is a good use of assembly time, asking for an investigation. You've heard some of the callers today saying that this type of thing needs stamped out, and you've heard some of other callers saying this is a complete and utter nonsense. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Thomas in North Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Stephen, I think this is going way over the top here. See, at the end of the day, it's getting to a stage now where it looks as if men aren't allowed to say anything about women and women aren't allowed to say anything about men. Now, I'm sure there's loads of women sitting now saying, see men like him, they do my head in. See men like him there, they annoy me. Right? Does that mean that's sexist as well? I mean,
what about the phrase white men in grey suits? You hear people saying white men in grey suits dominate politics, dominate top jobs. You've heard people say that before about men.
People say everything. I mean, I'm driving along the road sometimes and you'd see 60, 70-year-old men, they're driving too slow, and I would say, see how lads they got there driving, they're doing my head in. You say the same about women. So you're not allowed to have the same view on two different people. But if you say it about the one sex at that time, it means you're sexist. I mean, people like women who have a big chip on their shoulder, like it sounds like them two have this morning. People could say women like that do my hair, and it doesn't mean you're sexist. It means you're having a view on what they're saying.
Well, that's why this is an interesting story, Thomas, because the interesting thing is there a difference in how we interpret comments about women than how we interpret comments about men, Thomas?
Well, Stephen, say if there was a woman sitting beside him, right, and he's turned around, and that woman who he was arguing with had tore him to shreds, took no prisoners with him, maybe made an idiot out of his point of view, and he turned around to a woman and said the same thing, because that woman had maybe tore him to shreds on his argument. I mean, it wouldn't have been classed as sexist, but he's still saying the same words.
Go on, Patricia.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, I'm very disappointed in you and Ali Kane at the top of the programme.
Good morning, Patricia.
Yes.
Hi.
Stephen, I just think that you framed this question, you put the focus on, was this a misuse of time to query what had happened?
And clearly there are quite a few calls saying it's not a misuse of time and it's very, an investigation is warranted.
Yes. I don't know what the remedy is, but I do know that remark is not something funny. If you were a woman, you know, sitting at home listening to what he has said, if it is indeed what he said, you would be feeling outraged. You would say, why are we electing in people like this that can't deal, as somebody mentioned, in a mature way with everybody, including women? And to make that reference to somebody in the gallery, it makes me cringe to think of it. You know, I do think that Jim Wells should go on the naughty step along with his friend Edwin Putz, because he passed remarks when their leader was taking on, which was not helpful at all. And I am glad that Stuart Dixon and Sinn Féin and whoever else has taken a serious view of this, because, Stephen, you yourself are sounding as though you don't take it very seriously. You just think...
I'm asking the question that in the whole totality of matters at Stormont, health, education, disability, the roads, the budget, the welfare reform, you know, the man who this was said to, Ross Hussey, did not take offence, thought it was a joke.
Yes. Ross, he was a man, Stephen.
Yes.
You know, because he was a man.
He obviously didn't find Ross himself. If Ross didn't take offence, then Ross himself obviously missed the point. The point that I made earlier is that there is an attitude that is prevalent within unionism and within the DUP that is sexist, and that Jim Wells...
They've just had a female leader.
As Mary alluded to, just... Yes, a female leader who scares the whips out of Jim Wells, apparently. But as Mary just mentioned there, I mean, look at the context as well. Look at the remarks that Edwin Putz made when Arlene Foster was appointed as leader of the DUP and as First Minister, when he said that her first and most important job was a wife and a mother. No one would have dared say that to Peter Robinson. No one would have thought it and vocalised it.
What you've left out there is Edwin Putz said the first most important job for himself was as a father.
Stephen.
That's the bit you left out.
Stephen, surely we can...
Do you think it is appropriate that he brought it up?
Surely we can take it for granted that MLAs know to put their families first. I would have thought that's given. But to get back to your point about the way it was received by Ross Hussey, that says everything about him. He doesn't get it. And when you're saying this is something small, so why, you know, health matters more, et cetera, et cetera, I completely agree. But again, as somebody said, putting it in context, these little things reveal attitudes that are at the heart of why some MLAs are treated more equally than others. You know, we need women to be treated with respect.
Okay, stay there. I want to take one more call on this, then we're going to go to the news. Stay there, both Patricias. Peter in Belfast. Morning, Peter.
I just wonder, as those two girls, the sort of person I'm working here, and you have them in your cab, and they pay you your fare, and you go, thank you, love. And then the sort of person said, don't dare call me love. You're being sexist or whatever. You know what I mean? And number two, Stephen, I call my wife her indoors, and she scares me.
Yeah.
And when I was at school, there was a headmistress, and she scared me. There's nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? Many a time people joke and go, I'm going out to a pub here. A girl would say to you, you're going out to look for a man, yes. what age, 90? It's just a joke. They're not doing anything wrong.
Call me love all you like, and I won't object.